Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Canella, DeLeon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galgioni, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lada, Leyva, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Bidak, Wachowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Members, a quorum is present. Would the members and our guests be on the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which, please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by our colleague from Gardena, California, Senator Steve Bradford.
Let us center ourselves in God's presence. And as we welcome new members to the Senate in this new year, let us, like Abraham, peel back the flap of our tent. Let us lovingly sweep the sand from the entrance. Let us remember a time, long ago or not long ago, when we too were strangers. Let us see how we are blessed, sharing our ordinary abundance. Let us hold the other close, in our arms or in our hearts, worldlessly or with words, recognizing we serve the one. Let us recognize that love is stronger than fear, than difference, than death. This year, let us do what it takes to be fully human. Amen.
Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Members, we're going to move to privileges of the floor, beginning with Senator Galjani. Senator Galjani, privileges of the floor. Members, it's hard to hear up here, please. If you can keep your conversations to a minimum. Senator Galjani.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I would like to recognize former Assemblywoman Barbara Matthews, who has joined us today.
Welcome, Assemblywoman Matthews. Great to have you in the Senate. Members, additional privileges of the floor. Seeing none, we're going to move to messages from the governor. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read. Motions, resolutions, and notices, members. Seeing none. We're going to move to introductions and first reading of bills. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 66 by Senator Wykowski, enacting to deductions and punitive damages.
Members, we're going to move to, we're going to return back to motions and resolutions. Now, hold for a second here, members. Members, at this time, we will entertain any adjourn and memories. Senator Bates.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, I rise to adjourn in memory of the Honorable Ed Reinecke, who served as California's 39th Lieutenant Governor. As you may know, Ed passed away on December 24th in my district, Laguna Hills, leaving behind a remarkable career in public service that propelled him to one heartbeat away from the governorship. He was born in Oregon, grew up in Southern California, and graduated from Beverly Hills High School in 1942. He served in the Navy during World War II and graduated with a mechanical engineering degree from Caltech. Ed later entered politics, winning a seat in Congress as a businessman with no political experience and in a seat whose party registration strongly favored his opponent. He rose quickly through the political ranks, becoming a protege of then Governor Ronald Reagan, who appointed him to the lieutenant governor spot in 1969. Controversy would eventually end his efforts for higher office, but he did reemerge as a political force when he was elected chairman of the California Republican Party in 1983. He had a sharp political mind and earned the trust of many others, including Ronald Reagan, who stayed loyal to him throughout his career. He survived by 4 children, 11 grandchildren, and 6 great-grandchildren. I ask that we adjourn in Ed Reinecke's memory. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bates. Please bring the name forward so it may be properly memorialized. Senator Morlock.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to adjourn in memory of Herbert Victor Neutbar. He was born in Chicago, Illinois on November 8, 1908. And he passed away at the age of 108 in Laguna Beach, California. His life has been one of dedicated service to his community, his industry, and his church, with a record of many accomplishments. It's rather lengthy, but I would see him once a year at an annual Lincoln Club dinner and always threaten to do lunch. And I'm sorry, in the 108 years, I didn't get the chance. But I would like to recognize him at this time and request that we keep the family in our thoughts and prayers. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Morlock. Please send his family our deepest condolences and bring Mr. Neutbar's name so he can be properly memorialized. Thank you. Members, additional adjourned memories. Senator Skinner, are you prepared to take up your item?
Members, if I...
Senator Skinner, give me a second. Members, I know we're all excited to see each other, but we need to keep the noise level down. Senator Skinner, please proceed.
Members, I rise for a very difficult adjourn in memory.
and I ask for your attention because there are 36 people I am now having to rise for. And they are the 36 people, the vast majority, all but three, who are under the age of 35, who died December 2nd and 3rd in the Ghost Ship Warehouse fire in Oakland. These 36 people were all music lovers, artists, members of the East Bay community who were very eclectic, had a passion for life, and in many cases had day jobs purely to support their visual artist passion, their music passion, their sound engineering, their DJing, or any number of other avocations that they had, which, as we know in today's day and age, does not allow us to earn a living. So many of them worked at beloved cafes, galleries, print shops, and others in Oakland and San Francisco. Others were freelance photographers, all of them doing that work to support their passion. And they attended events like the Ghost Ship event at different, probably illegal venues all over the Bay Area. And I would imagine that many of your communities may have such venues because it is very difficult to pay commercial rents for this kind of free-form art expression. And so, as we know, whether it's in Los Angeles, Oakland, San Diego, Richmond, California, New York City, the Bronx, Queens, that's where artists will gravitate to in order to have a place to make their expression. And yet, tragically, if such facilities are not to code, you can have circumstances like occurred on December 2nd and 3rd. I'm going to read all 36 names. I'm going to tell you a little bit about a few of the folks, but not all. But I am going to submit to the record at least a short paragraph about each of these people, because each of them were denied, because, as I mentioned, they were all under the age of 35 and 36. They were denied the opportunity to fully share their love, their talent, or to demonstrate their full accomplishments to us. So if you would permit me. Those are the names that are not on my list. Okay, you can leave it right there now. So let me begin. Alex France Gasson resided in Oakland, but was from New Jersey. He was a documentary film producer for the PBS affiliate KQED and also for the Oakland Museum. Among the loved ones that he left were four-year-old twin daughters. His fiance, Hannah Rao, also died in the fire. His fiance, Hannah Rao, was originally from Finland and actually still considered Finland her home. She was an accomplished jewelry maker and a yoga teacher. Jennifer Mendiola. Jennifer was earning her PhD in psychology at Merced, lived in Merced, but was originally from Sacramento. She was getting her PhD in public health and was very accomplished and had already published articles in the Journal of Preventive Medicine and the Journal of Behavioral Medicine. But she was a political activist. And as many of us know, often if you're trying to get a PhD and get grants, your political activism and that don't mix. So she published op-eds on her political views under a different name. Alana Kane, that was the different name. She had just started a relationship with Mika Dannemeyer, who was a musician performing that night, who also died in the fire. Mika was, as I mentioned, one of the performers at the Ghost Ship that night. He was a curator and producer of experimental music and video art. Michaela Gregory. Michaela was a student at San Francisco State University, just 20 years old, studying special education and volunteering with autistic students. She and her boyfriend, Alex Vega, who had been together since high school, were believed to be found hugging each other. He was also a victim of this fire. Alex Vega was from San Bruno and he had already finished his studies, but was working as a valet at UCSF's Medical Center and at Dugan's Mortuary in Daly City. Jennifer Morris. Jennifer was a UC Berkeley student, 21 years old. She played the piano, the guitar, the ukulele. Her roommate and friend, Vanessa, was also killed in the fire. They were part of an organization called Body Positive that worked to combat stereotypes and media exploitation of women. Vanessa was a sociology major, Vanessa Plotkin, who I just mentioned, the former's roommate. She volunteered at Berkeley's Calex radio station and worked at one of UC Berkeley's public libraries. Michelle Colette Sylvan. She went by Colette. She was an Oakland-based clothing designer, and her partner, Wolfgang Renner, also died in the fire. Wolfgang was the oldest person who died in the fire, 61 years old, a German native who was a musician who played and composed electronic keyboard music. Donna Kellogg, originally from Chico, was a barista, as were a number of other victims of the fire, at a very popular coffee shop in Oakland called Highwire. Bicycling was her preferred form of transportation. She had recently graduated from San Francisco State University, but then was attending school at Our Laney College in Oakland, pursuing culinary arts degree. M. Bolka. M. Bolka was one of the three transgender folks who died in this fire. M. was a barista at Highwire Coffee, an active musician, played the guitar and upright bass, a poet, and was very active in the East Bay's Pacific Center for Human Growth, which is an LGBTQ center. Apologies, I messed those acronym up. Dravin McGill was a San Francisco high school student, the youngest person who died in the fire, 17 years old. He performed with the Pacific Boy Choir on America's Got Talent. His father is an Alameda County Sheriff Deputy, Phil McGill. Jonathan Birnbaum, who grew up in Berkeley, he made a name for himself in the international electronic music scene, and after interning at Pixar Animation Studios, he was now fully focused on his love of video disc jockeying. David Klein. David was only 24, and he was originally from Santa Monica, but then lived in Berkeley and went to UC Berkeley. And he helped his high school volleyball team. Now, I mention this because many of us would be, if we were standing as an adjourn in memory for a person who died at the age that we expect them to, we wouldn't necessarily mention their high school accomplishments. But David didn't have the opportunity to show us what other accomplishments he may have had. So I mention that he helped his high school volleyball team win the California Interscholastic Championship. He played the clarinet. He was passionate about music, which is why he was at the ghost ship that night. Griffin Madden was a recent UC Berkeley graduate who studied Slavic languages and philosophy. He loved music, he worked as a DJ, and for Cal performances. Ara Jo. Ara Jo lived in Oakland, originally from Los Angeles. She was a pillar in the arts community in the East Bay. She was a director of the Rock, Paper, Scissors Collective. She opened her own art and performance space called Esgraffito, and she organized the annual East Bay Alternative Book and Zine Fest. Benjamin Runnels. Benjamin was an Oakland musician who went by the stage name Charlie Prowler. His genre was technopop, but he also sang jazz ballads, which he honed his skills, and those of you who may have ever hung out in Oakland know that there is a beloved piano bar called The Alley, and that's where he honed his jazz ballad skills. He played for a band called Intro Flirt, along with another woman, Denalda Renee Segrist, who was his band partner, also died in the fire. Denalda Renee played the synthesizer and worked at Oakland's Grand Lake Theater. She lived in Oakland, but was originally from Lincoln, Nebraska. Jason McCarty. Jason McCarty, originally from Iowa, but lived in Oakland, was an alumni of the San Francisco Art Institute, a musician, visual artist, sound technician, and sound designer. Peter Wadsworth, again a resident of Oakland, but originally from Boston, Massachusetts. He was a true eclectic, a unique artist, an entrepreneur, and a computer expert. He was the only resident of the Ghost Ship Warehouse to die in the fire. Nick Walrath, originally from Pittsburgh, but living in Oakland. He was a clerk for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. His ultimate goal was to work for the American Civil Liberties Union. He had just completed his clerk internship with the court, and had started with a very prominent law firm, Dury Tangri LLP, when he died in the fire. I will now read the remaining names. On mine. Oh, apologies. Did she circle them? Apologies, I need to look on my phone for those remaining names. Mariah, are they on here? I've read 22 so far. I will not describe the remaining folks. I will purely read their names. The remaining victims of this fire were Billy Dixon, Chelsea Dolan, Sarah Hoda, Travis Howe, Johnny Egaz, Donna Kellogg, Amanda Kershaw, Edmund Lapine, Griffin Madden, Joseph Matlock, Jason McCarty, Draven McGill, Farrell Pines, another one of the transgender, Nick Gomez Hall, Chelsea Dolan, Barrett Clark, I will be introducing legislation that will help, I hope, some of our communities to deal with these types of tragedies to help prevent them. But in my doing so, we certainly could act in a way that could ensure that such facilities were never used. And yet, if we did that, we would also displace a great number of people. And we know that in the areas where this use of such workshops is most prevalent, it is because of the pressures, cost pressures. And in places like the Bay Area where we have an acute housing shortage, as we do in most of California, the costs are such that you find artists driven to living in these type of facilities. Now, I don't want anyone to ever die again in this type of facility. And so we certainly must act to prevent that. But we also need to act to ensure that there are facilities for artists to be able to live and to express their work. So I will try to be sensitive to that in introducing legislation. I only had met one of the folks, but I have many, many friends and staff who knew the people that I mentioned. And it's a tragedy that is beyond, I think, any of our comprehension, especially given the ages of those folks. So I really, really thank you for allowing me to take the time to read all of their names and to tell you something about a good number of them. And I hope that we can all work together to provide an appropriate response that assists our communities, but also recognizes that we have the type of pressures in our communities that create these circumstances. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Senator Skinner. Please express our deepest condolences to the victims' families of this horrible tragedy, and please bring the names forward so they may be properly memorialized. Thank you. Members, are there additional adjourn in memories? Thank you. If there are no other business, Senator DeLeon, the desk is clear.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Colleagues, I hope you have safe travels back home. Have a wonderful, productive weekend with your constituents as well as your loved ones. We will reconvene Monday at 2 p.m. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator DeLeon. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Monday at 2 p.m. Have a great weekend, members.